Egypt is preparing what will be its fourth constitution in less than 3 years. It's meant to be the first step of a roadmap reshaping Egypt's governance after the July ouster of the country's first freely elected president, Islamist Mohamed Morsi. Mr. Morsi pushed through last year's charter using extraordinary powers, a move that began popular unrest against him. For Morsi opponents, the potential for improving on the previous charter is vast. Political analyst Mustafa Labad.
The constitution of the Muslim Brotherhood was, in my opinion, violating social and civil rights of the Egyptians. They tried to educate and re-educate Egyptians how to behave.
Foremost was what critics say was an attempt to Islamize Egypt. The new draft, being drawn up by a group with noticeably few Islamists, promises to lift long-standing restrictions on Christian churches. But it seems likely to retain overall limits on religious beliefs. Political sociologist Saeed Sadek wishes the country could move beyond recognizing only the Abrahamic faiths.
It would have given the signal that Egypt is a modern into the 21st century. It does not discriminate against 51% of the world population who do not believe in Christianity, Islam, or in Judaism.
Committee members are also tackling the other major force in Egyptian politics today, the role of the military and the balance of power among branches of government. Few of the members have raised questions about the military's attempt to put protections for itself into the new constitution. Analyst Labad is not surprised.
Military institution would be the dominant force in the upcoming political system, and we have to confess, since at least 200 years, Egyptian military institution were controlling the country.
But there are hints that some dynamics may shift. Already the group has decided to abolish the upper house of parliament, and it appears to favor a greater division of responsibilities between president and prime minister. But for a country that has undergone profound change after profound change in recent years, some feel an imperfect document, even if drafted quickly by a small, not fully representative group, may be enough for now. So Professor Sadek.
We hope that this constitution becomes interim. It's not going to be permanent. It would stay for some time until things improve, until there is lower illiteracy rate, lower poverty rate.
The final draft is expected to be put to a public referendum next month, paving the way for parliamentary and presidential elections next year. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.